Many people come to PensaCon for the celebrity guests, others for the artists and merchandise, and most for the opportunity to spend a weekend with people who share the same likes and passions and lifestyle.
It is a lot of work, but it doesn't feel like work because when you're doing something you really, really enjoy, it's never a job.
That's PensaCon chairman Mike Ensley. He says preparations for the convention are going smoothly as the event continues to grow.
You know, we're going into our fourth year, so people have kind of come to understand that PensaCon sort of spreads out into the entire city. We are adding a new venue this year. So in addition to the Pensacola Bay Center and the Grand Hotel, the Sanger Theater, the Rex Theater, we'll also have the Pensacola Little Theater this year involved. The Cultural Center there will be available the whole weekend to hold different events and things like that. So it's going to be even bigger. And of course, our trolley service will take you to all those different locations.
And the growth of the event is paying off. Over 22,000 people attended PensaCon 2016, bringing in over $3 million to the region's economy. Economist Rick Harper, director of the UWF Center for Research and Economic Opportunity, says the event fills an economic need.
An exciting event, and you know, it comes at just the right time of the year. Hotels need those visitors, restaurants need those visitors, so it's a super event, both, you know, thematically, a lot of fun for Pensacola, and it's also a great event from the tourism perspective because for us, the tough thing is to fill up during the winter trough.
And one of the big draws of PensaCon are the famous faces people can meet and interact with. This year, there'll be a number of guests from the Star Trek universe.
We have Terry Farrell and Renee Auberjonois from Deep Space Nine, so that's Dax and Odo. We have Walter Koenig from the original series, and we have even more guests we're going to announce coming up soon that are Star Trek related.
Mike Ensley recently announced another one of those guests, Gates McFadden, Dr. Crusher from Star Trek The Next Generation. But it's more than just the actors. There are many behind-the-scenes creative people who'll be speaking, mingling, and giving presentations.
You know, our friend R.J. Hattie's coming back to talk about makeup effects again. So we'll have a lot of folks like that as well that are very interesting, and you know, and writers. This year we've got a really outstanding selection of writers. Robin Hobb, who's a well-known fantasy author, Mercedes Lackey, who's kind of a legendary fantasy author, Timothy Zahn will be back, several others. So there's a lot of folks it's not just actors at PensaCon, you know, a lot of artists, a lot of writers, a lot of behind-the-scenes folks.
And of course, there are the fans. Every year, hundreds of people can be seen around town in an amazing variety of costumes. Ensley says they're a vital part of the show.
Last year, the Sanger Theater on Saturday night when we had our costume contest there was pretty much full. People came out to see it, and we had over 100 entries into the costume contest. And, you know, if you've looked online, you can find on YouTube our PensaCon cosplay videos that we put out every year. Just shows a selection of the folks who do dress up. But it is a huge part of the convention now.
PensaCon 2017 is scheduled for February 17th through 19th at locations throughout downtown Pensacola. Ticket, guest, and hotel information is available at pensacon.com. Bob Barrett, WWF News.